so we've been like not even 2 weeks of shows yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to know that I believe that you really took some pleasure in Ben Simmons struggling from the foul line. I believe that at least some of the take, if you were more comfortable with coming out and arguing with me, that you'd be a little bit tougher on Ben Simmons today than you are being. I feel like you're watching that game last night with a half a smile on your face.
No, not really. And a quarter smile. And let me get. I'm sorry, I was in my bag. let's get pulling a pin out. Did you just imply that I was uncomfortable arguing with you?
No. I'm just saying that based on our conversations previously about Ben Simmons, mm-hmm. I thought you were going to come in here today. Like what I do
and
is
rip Ben Simmons.
Well, no, not necessarily. Like with Nerlens Noel, mm-hmm. what I say is like, no, I like Nerlens. Nerlens is a good player.
Yeah.
And then I will take a backhanded shot to where you know I don't really like Nerlens Noel. I'm just kind of playing with you. You know what I mean? Nerlens Noel hasn't played in a couple games because he sucks.
Right.
All right. And he's not good enough to play. That's why. All right.
Right.
But like he's a contributor in this league. I know that. He's not Babe Ruth.
Right.
Like a lot of people say he is. But I'll say like what I'll say is I'm like, no, Nerlens Noel is a pretty good player. You know, he could. No, he's maybe make the veterans minimum or something next year if he can't find a suitor.
I'll say this to you.
Yeah.
You would be right if this were a month or so ago. In other words, to me, my concerns about why I wouldn't have drafted Ben Simmons, 2 years ago,
right.
That already showed itself. Hmm. The shooting was always the issue. So I don't need to harp on it every time he doesn't take a jump shot, every time he misses a free throw. I think we all can see that part of it. Here's where I differ from others. I actually want to like everybody that plays for the teams in this city.
Yeah, you're a positive.
I don't want to rip people. But prior to players coming here, I'm going to give you my honest opinion about what I think about that player. But once they get here, I'm rooting for them. There's been one player that I did not necessarily root for, and that was Sam Bradford.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I didn't sugarcoat it when they traded it for him, and I never really sugarcoated it the year that he was here. And I argued about it every week with my partner Michael B. at the time mm-hmm. and other callers because Eagles fans, they really want to believe in the team.
Exactly.
So they want to tell you how great Sam Bradford is, even though prior to him being here, they would have said the same thing that I was saying.
Everybody eventually talks themselves into saying,
yes.
We got a chance to win.
Yes.
When everybody knew you didn't have a chance
yes.
to win with Sam Bradford.
Yes.
You know, you warm up by the time the season starts, and you're a former Eagle, so you're mm-hmm. not going to go out there and outwardly be like, I hope the Eagles lose.
Right.
But you knew he wasn't good enough.
Knew he wasn't good
right.
enough. Was almost hoping that they won in spite of him. But the thing with Ben.
Yeah.
I've actually gained an appreciation for the things he can do.
Oh, that's good
like,
to hear.
Yeah, because honestly, at LSU, here's what I'll tell you, the biggest thing I noticed. He's more aggressive now, in my opinion, than he was at LSU. But if you watch that documentary that he put together, mm-hmm. it's clear to me now, while there was times where he seemed like he was out of it. He didn't want to be there.
No, he didn't.
He felt like it was a waste of time. And in some of those games at LSU, he looked disinterested.
Oh, for sure.
So
bad mix of guys.
Yep.
Coach didn't do a good job. Just everything was just, it was a bad situation, right?
And that's all I can go off of is what yeah. I'm seeing of him at LSU. Right. So I'll say from the preseason games this year to the first few games of the season, yeah, he's changed my mind on what he can be. But the fact that he can't shoot still hasn't changed.
No, it's probably not going to change.
Yeah,
really.
That hasn't changed.
For everybody out there, see, this is what I always said about Ben. And then we're going to get back to the phones here on the Eagles. I always said about Ben, I know he can't shoot, and it's not going to matter.
Right.
At least right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't mattered. But now what you're seeing is coaches that are saying, like, okay, we're gonna try a couple different. They're going to do different defenses on him. They're going to try to figure out a way to not let him. Now, it's easier said than done to try to get him to stop driving. I mean, Stop him.
Yeah, try to stop him, yeah.
It's tough. You know, it's tough. It's just it's easy to say, well, we're just not going to let him drive. We're going to make him shoot a jump shot. We'll try to. But if he's going to be a true first-team NBA, he's going to have to shoot like Magic Johnson or Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd actually turned into a pretty good three-point shooter.
He did.
But he's going to need to be able to do something where he can spot up on a couple different spots on the floor and keep teams honest.
No, you're exactly right. And the best thing he has going for him It's time. He's in his first year.
I'd say so.
He's in his first year.
I'd say so. I'm in the Ben Brigade. If we're doing like a stupid fan group, we're trying to come up with a name based on alliteration.
Yeah. I will always be that guy who tries to bring it back down to something really. Because I can tell you're going to be over the top with everything.
I'm not over the top with Ben Simmons. You kidding me? He's the best player on the team. We talked about that before.
Stop it. See,
he's 31-18 last night.
There you go. Yeah, 31. It only took 31 free throws to get there.
But here's the thing. I'm not over the top with the Eagles right now. Because even though yesterday, people might think that there's something wrong with me. Because yesterday I'm screaming 70% they're going to the Super Bowl. But at the same time, I come out here today and say there's a lot of people overrating what this team is right now. This team is not a team that can, even though so far it's looked like they are, but they haven't proven to me yet that they're a team that can go out there on Sunday and just win despite circumstances, despite being on the road, despite having desperate teams playing.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk to a lot of people every day that are really have the pom-poms out. And like, no one could beat them.
Yeah.
No one could beat Carson Wentz. Harry in Lansdale says that the Eagles aren't overrated. Hi, Harry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you?
What up, Harry?
Good. You know, we're talking about the Eagles, and, you know, I can see people arguing that they're overrated, but you really have to look at how they're playing. Yeah, they haven't played a lot of tough teams, so you could say, their wins are kind of soft. But, you know, if a team is really good, then they really take care of business when they're out on the field. You know, if they've beaten the Bears like 17-10 or 17-9, something like that, well, then I could buy, maybe they are overrated. But they didn't. They drubbed them. And that's what they're supposed to do.
Agreed.
And so that makes me think that they're not overrated.
Well, it depends on where you rate them.
Yes. Where do you rate them?
Where do you rate them?
What are you saying about them?
Well, I don't want to say the F word, but I think they're going to do extremely well. I think they can beat Minnesota. I think they are going to beat the Rams.
All
right. Seattle, that's still kind of a question, but I think they can take them as well. I just think they're going to be able to take the other good teams down when they come around to them.
Okay. So,
think they're that good of a team.
So do I. And by
so do I,
what
really.
You're saying, you're right. You're not overrating them. That's sort of a realistic view of the team, in my opinion. They are. To say they're the best team in the NFC isn't overrating them.
No.
To me, it's not overrated.
To saying that the Patriots had no chance or that Seattle has no chance to beat them, that's overrated.
That's overrating them.
Yeah. That's all right. And we had how many people we had in the last 2 or 3 days that would be like, Seattle, they can't do anything. They have no chance. And I love that feeling, that Eagle fan right now. You know why, Ike? Because God forbid they lose one of these games, that guy is going to be pissed. That's the guy that's calling us screaming about Doug Peterson. Man, they need to get a new coach in here.
By the way, he will be the first one to get blamed.
So here's what I would say is the best case scenario for us from our perspective is that the team keeps winning, but somebody does something, right, to give us to talk about. Like Doug maybe looks a little silly.
It goes for on 4th and 10.
like Barry Switzer from his own territory. Yeah. Oh, I sign up for that right now. Let's do that.